Every one of our struggles, every one of the conflicts in our life helps us to learn something more about ourselves, helps us to mature, to become more responsible, to grow a little bit. And we have to learn to use it in that perspective. That's why the rewards of recovery means that for the first time in my life, I can view life through what I call clarity. I can view the changes in my life through clarity. I can view the visions in my life through clarity. I can view the things around me in a much clearer sense, because all of a sudden in my life, I'm beginning to be open and I'm beginning to discover things. And I'm beginning to realize that life is a constant discovery and a constant growth. This is really important in the process of recovery, because as the more I begin to work on myself, the more I now begin to experience the spiritual concept inside of me. So the 10th step is very simple. It tells us, make time for you. Make time to learn. Make time to grow. Do not be stagnant. Do not stand still. Remember the most basic process of life. You are either growing or dying. It's important. You have to always be in growth. You are always in change. You are always developing. You know, it's amazing. Look at our bodies. Our bodies grow old. They change. They're supposed to. Every aspect of us changes. They're supposed to. That teaches us what life is all about. So enjoy every part of it, every aspect, every minute of it, and look at life through the eyes of growing and learning. Look at every concept of it. And if you do that, then life becomes an adventure. It becomes a discovery for you. Along with the 10th step, we also now move into probably one of the most spiritual and most beautiful steps of the program, and that is the 11th step. Now notice something about this step. It's number 11. But notice something about how this program is set up. The first 11 steps in the program are geared primarily towards development of the personal self, development of you. They are towards you developing your self-caring. It's only in the 12th step, as we'll talk about later, it's only in the 12th step that we share, that we reach out, that we move things to other people. In the first 11 steps, we learn the spiritual base of life. We learn in these very beautiful steps to go inside and to heal, to go inside and to settle, to go inside and to grow. Listen to the 11th step. In the 11th step, we say that we sought through prayer and meditation to keep our conscious contact with our God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry it out. In the 11th step, I have a nickname for this step. I call it the concrete step. It is the step that brings all the other steps together. It makes them make sense. In the 11th step, we learn to pray and we learn to meditate. You know, it's unfortunate, but so many of us, as a result of ways in which we were raised as little children, especially ways in which we were raised in religion, so many of us have learned kind of foreign concepts of prayer and meditation. And yet those two words are extremely special in the personal growth process of a human being. And that's why, as I discuss them in this lecture, it's extremely important, please do not mix them up with religion. We're talking about a whole different concept in life. Prayer is something very special. Prayer simply means communication. So many of us do not know how to communicate externally and how to communicate internally. Look at some of our concepts of prayer. As children growing up, we learned a very simple and basic form of prayer. We learned something called baby prayer. Now, baby prayer goes like this. I want what I want when I want it. Notice little children what they do. They always pray for what they want. In reality, they also pray for the people that are nice to them. Babies are basically individuals that take care of the baby. They're very selfish types of prayers. So what happened?